Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the chief through essential checking, cash rewards checking, interest checking, relationship checking, or a relationship money market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's speak with a member of the dance team at Rock Ridge High School, Emma Ill. All right, one of the key questions I like to ask kids, how do you get over stage fright? This is a performance art. So are there a little butterflies each time you perform? And then tell our listening audience, those people that are scared to get up in front of people, how do you overcome that?
Yeah, there's definitely some butterflies, but I think just over time, the more you do it, the more you get used to it. And I mean, I always pray before I go on too. That always helps me. But I think just you have to drown out the crowd and just focus in on the performance.
So tell us a little bit about this group that's on the team. Now, I know there's a competitive side of it, but style of music, does that matter to you? Or what do you prefer? Or just take us through the process. This is like Dance Team 101 is our segment, yeah. We'll call it today.
So basically, we do a lot of jazz dancing and hip-hop, and that's pretty much it, and pom, too, where we have our pom-poms, and it's a lot of sharp motions for that. And then for jazz, it's a lot of, like, you do some turns and some leaps and some kicks, and then, yeah, that's pretty much the styles that we cover for school dance team.
And tell us your interest in this art began how long ago? And you were telling me off the air you're involved with the Turning Point operation in Andalusia.
Yes. So I started doing competitive dance at my studio when I was in third grade, and then I've been doing it there ever since. And then about 2 years ago, actually, our Turning Point dance coach took over the school dance team. And so then I decided to join the school dance team as well.
And you are involved then with instruction at the Turning Point studio. Tell us a little bit about that and working with some youngsters.
Yeah, so I started doing that last year, and I just asked Lauren if there was any way I could work there because I love working with kids. And she said yes. So I teach a couple, like, kindergarten age classes, and then I teach one class, and they're like 2 and 3 year olds.
And then how many, like, routines do you do a year then? So you're performing during the basketball season. Do you also perform then during the high school football season too?
Yes, we do.
So about how many different routines are involved in all of this?
For football season, I think we did a different routine for every home football game. So I think there was like 5 maybe. And then for basketball season, we have like, I think 8 home games, and we're repeating a couple dances. So I'd say maybe like 6 dances total that we'll do.
And then in terms of the buy-in, I'm just curious with the choreography, do the team members have a say in that, or is it the coach saying, hey, I'm running this whole thing?
It's mainly the coach, but we also go to dance camps like over the summer, and it's like NDA and UDA camps, and they make a lot of choreography, and then we just use that choreography in our halftime routines.
All right, so you're not only a dance kid, but I see Fellowship of Christian Athletes, National Honor Society, Student Council, and you work at a preschool. So how do you make that schedule work?
Well, I only work like an hour after school at the preschool, and then in the summers I also work there. But dance definitely takes first priority during the school year. And since it's my senior year, it's kind of important to me too to get everything I need to get done for that.
And then just as far as your other roles in FCA, in National Honor Society, and Student Council, what are some of the roles you have with those groups?
For National Honor Society, I'm actually the secretary, so I take all the notes at the meetings and everything. And then for FCA, I'm part of the leadership team, so when we break up at every meeting, we have small groups that help lead Bible lessons, so I do that. And then Student Council, I don't really have like a leadership role. I just help with whatever they need.
Emma Ill, a senior dance team member at Rockridge High School. Speaking with Tessa DeClerc, she's a senior member of the competitive dance team at Rockridge High School. They had a performance or competition last Saturday over in Morris, Illinois. So set this whole thing up for us, Tessa DeClerc. Explain to our listening audience, how does competitive dance work?
So your team travels, or maybe it might be local, but you travel to an invitational or a competition, and you compete a routine or a couple routines against a few other schools, and judges will compare your scores and decide what your placing is.
So then what is there like a time limitation on the performance, the music that is used? Kind of explain kind of how the rules work.
Yeah, so there is a time limit. I think it has to be a minimum of 1.5 minutes to about 3 minutes. So you do your dance in that amount of time, and just the judges will score you on choreography, technique, like how synchronized you and your team are. So there's a lot of different components that go into it, but yeah.
Well, the one thing that I'm always interested in when you're talking about a minute 30 to 3 minutes, and I think at these competitions, right, you only get one crack at it on the mat. So, yeah. So how much pressure is that? I mean, you think about like traditional competitive sports, you know, basketball games, 32 minutes on the clock, football games, 48 minutes on the clock. And here are these kids on the mat, one minute, 30 seconds to 3 minutes. And hey, we gotta get this thing right. And there are no timeouts. How much pressure is there, you know, trying to put that perfect or near perfect routine together?
There's a lot of pressure. 'Cause like you said, you only get one shot at it. So, it's more about repetition at practice and doing your part as an individual to make the dance as best as you can. And I told my teammates before we went on the mat, I said, we're never going to get these 2 minutes back. So make them the best 2 minutes of your life, because we're never going to do it again. So
those are great words. So how did you guys, I think it was the first competition last Saturday in Morris. How did things go over there?
We did pretty good for our first competition. It was kind of hard because we were against the state winners and the state runner-ups. So we obviously didn't get first or second because they were up there. But for our first competition as a competitive team who's never competed with the school before, I would say we did really good.
Now, then, does it work for, you know, this Rockridge competitive dance team? Do you participate then in the IHSA state tournament series? Because I think there's a tournament series now in competitive dance, isn't there?
Yes. So we will compete in sectionals in late January, and then possibly move on to state.
And then in terms of your interest in competitive dance? How far back does that go? And you were telling me off the air you work at the Turning Point studio. So what about, I guess, your kind of love of dance and choreography?
Yeah, so I started dancing when I was 5, and I started competing when I was 9. So dance has been a huge part of my life since I was little. And I spend every day dancing and almost every day at the studio. So it's a big part of my life, and I love it. And I guess just over time, you know, that love has grown, and I've been able to share it with other people, like teaching and doing that choreography. So, yeah.
And then as far as the schedule goes, you were at Morris last weekend. Any other events coming up for the Rock Ridge competitive dance team?
So we perform at every home game. So we will do, we will perform our competitive routine at JV games. Maybe not every week, but a lot of the weeks we'll perform at our competitive routine at JV games. And then we will have probably another competition before sectionals, before moving on to sectionals.
Yeah, and I looked at the IHSA website, so I'm doing a little homework here, and I see the sectional in competitive dance is January the 20th, and it takes place at Fieldcrest High School in Monunk, and that's where Rock Ridge will be competing. So it's been great to learn a little bit about this process. Tessa DeClercq is a senior on the competitive dance team, and their season is underway. Tessa, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.